The Troy Murphy Show, driving you home Thursday nights from 6 p.m. on 2SSR 99.7.
You're listening to The Troy Murphy Show here on 2SSR FM 99.7. Serious hats on for a second. Now, do you, like me, get a little bit moody when the weather changes? Do you, like me, hate the winter months because it's just a total drain on your soul and life essence? Well, we've all witnessed the recent change in weather, and to state the obvious, we've gone from the glorious hotter months to the now miserable colder months. And yes, hand up, I know I'm projecting here, but why do I bring this up? Well, good question, thanks for asking. Turns out that when we have a change in weather like this, especially as drastic as this year, it can affect our moods. You see, there's this thing, a term, a diagnosis for what we're going through right now when the weather changes and you start to feel a little bit down. It's called seasonal depression, better known as seasonal affective disorder, also known as SAD. And joining us on the show to talk about seasonal depression is Melbourne-based psychologist with a Headspace app, Carly Dober. Carly, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us. Now, I've briefly described what seasonal depression is, but can you, from an expert perspective, go into a little bit more detail about what the condition is?
For sure. It's a type of clinical identifier that's related to changes in seasons. So seasonal affective disorder begins and ends about the same time every year. So most people who experience this, your symptoms will start in autumn and continue on in the winter months, with winter typically being the, you know, sapping of the energy, making you feel a bit moody, demotivated, and they typically resolve during the spring and summer months.
How can you identify that you might be affected by the change of weather? What are the symptoms of SAD?
So some of the signs and symptoms, now they'll look a bit different for everyone, and you might experience one really keenly, maybe not all of them, and some people will be really unlucky and feel all of them. But you might feel really sad or down most of the day, every day. You might lose interest in activities, and you might withdraw socially and not really want to follow through on seeing friends or family. You might have a lot of sluggish energy, or you might feel very low. You might have problems with sleeping too much, so your alarm will go off and you'll just try and hit snooze multiple times. You might experience really significant carb cravings, so, you know, chocolate, chips, pizza, all that kind of winter comfort food. You might have a lot of difficulty concentrating. You might feel hopeless, worthless, guilty. And some people might also experience suicidal ideation, so not necessarily wanting to die, but some people might experience that too.
I think I've just checked most of those off.
Oh, yeah.
As someone who gets affected by the weather, not only with my mood, but it's as soon as the weather changes, instantly sick, instantly get a cold, instantly. So it's good to know. I've checked off a few of the boxes. Now, do you have any data on what types of people that seasonal depression is more likely to affect? Are there a category of people that are checking the boxes more than others?
We actually do find that people with a family history of experiencing the winter blues or seasonal affective disorder, that might trickle down into future generations. And also having a history yourself of depression or bipolar disorder, because these symptoms or these diagnoses might worsen in the winter months. Also, people living really far from the equator, it is more common among people who live far north or far south due to the decreased sunlight that they experience during the winter months. And also people who experience low levels of vitamin D are more likely to feel the winter blues.
Right. Now, most importantly, if anyone who's listening now going, hey, I'm also checking a few of these boxes off, what can people do to lift their moods during this time of year?
It's really tricky because there's no real foolproof way to lift your mood if you are someone who experiences it. And I don't want to burst a bubble, but what we do know with mental health maintenance and well-being, small things consistently or, you know, small things often really help. So I'd say try to move your body if you can. You know, if you can't go up for a run and you usually would, or a walk in the nice sun, do try and do some stretching or yoga or something in the day anyway. Do try and move your body because your brain would love all those beautiful feel-good chemicals that come from that. Also, do try to keep up your social connection. So maybe go see a film with a friend or have a friend at your house or go to their house if you might usually go to the park and have a picnic. Also, when we are feeling low or sad, our thoughts will start to mirror this as well. And I always say, you know, mindfulness meditations can help unhook us from these thoughts. So engage in either a guided meditation, and things like the Headspace app or other programs are really good for that. But also, if you can do it on your own, definitely do it independently. And do try and get some winter sun as often as you can, whenever you can during the day, because that's really important too.
Thank you very much, Carly. And I will definitely do the this unsponsored plug, but Headspace app is brilliant. I've got a I've got a subscription myself and it helps. It is good.
Oh, fantastic.
Thank you so much for your time here today, Carly. It's been a great asset having you on the show and to talk about seasonal affective disorder and shining some light on us. Hopefully it's helped someone out there. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you so much.
Never miss a show. Listen on demand. Click the Troy Murphy Show on the 2SSR.com.au homepage program guide.